Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees Radio, The Fan.
Good morning, good morning. Hello. All right, back to the show. 888-808-1019. Listen, you know, yesterday is over. It is a new day today. I felt like yesterday we were overanalyzing every single thing with the Yankees. Is this a spot where they should have bunt? Why did they take the bunt off? Should he be swinging first pitch? Why did he swing first pitch? What if he didn't throw a slide? Like, you know what I'm saying? We were getting too deep in the weeds on these things that are not going to matter. And I get it, right? I talk about we do these shows daily and nightly, and we have to do that. But I just don't think that's fun. I don't think that's good radio. I think that taking calls and laughing it off and trying to move forward is the best way. Of course, we have to talk about situations in the game, but I mean, there was a point today where I'm like, damn, we need real NFL football to talk about. Like, if we're going to go over, like, plays, we might as well be going over first down, second down, third down, instead of, like, what guys were thinking. Oh, did Volpe try to ambush Strickland? Should he have not swung at a slider versus a fastball? Jazz should have bunted, but he was swinging out of his shoes. Why can't DJ lay a bunt down? Why did Boone take off the bunt? Who cares? They're in a bad one. They're trash right now. No matter how you try to go back and break it down or Monday morning quarterback it or psychoanalyze it, like they're sucking right now. They're trash right now. They're in a slump right now. And that's the Yankees, right? The Yankees have been getting great pitching performances the last two games against the Anaheim Angels. Wasted. Wasted. I would love to be a fly on the wall in the dugout. How do they break this up? What do they do? You know, what is being said? What's the approach? That's why people start looking at the manager. What's the manager saying? You know, Boone is just, you know, chilling right by that front step, but somebody's got to do something between, you know, last night and tonight. They have to come to the ballpark ready to get after Jack Kowanowicz. Kowanowicz. You know, when you go to Baseball Reference, you can go to the pronunciation. Kowanowicz. Jack Kowanowicz. Don't make him look like Sandy Koufax. Don't make him look like Nolan Ryan. Ambush him. Now, he's a 6'7", 228-pound guy. Throws right-handed. I expect the Yankees to wake up. I don't expect them to be shut out again. And all it takes is one to get the crowd going, to get the team going. So I expect them to figure it out. And I expect the Mets to bounce back too. That's a rough one down there. I just saw a stat from SNY that the Mets are 5-15 in their last 20 games in Atlanta. So the House of Horrors lives on. And as much as we want to say Juan Soto is back and yeah, here it is. Like, okay, Juan Soto homered, but he also got picked off earlier in the game. Schwellenbach picked him off in the third. And then that mistake getting doubled up late in the game looms large. You're a veteran. You're the highest paid player in the league. You can't cost the team outs. Those are valuable when you're trying to defeat a familiar foe who has owned you for so long. Like Juan Soto is supposed to be a part of, you know, these high-cost Mets going down to Atlanta and being able to sweep the Braves, dominate the Braves now. That's not exactly what happened. Should have won, did enough to win, but didn't close the door on them. And now the Mets and the Yankees have losing streaks over these last 5 days. The Yankees' losing streak is much worse. They can't even score. It's 5 games in a row. And the Mets got to shake it off against Chris Sale. And odds are that's going to be a tall task. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Pat, who's actually in Atlanta, Georgia, on the Fan. Pat, did you go to the game?
I did go to the game. It was unfortunate, man.
That's a nice ballpark. I like it down there a lot. It's brand new still, and a lot of nice little things outside the ballpark. But, yeah, it's unfortunate if you were there partying up 4-1 for most of the game and then had to watch the Braves be the Braves. They just find a way to walk the Mets down. They find a way to come back. It, like House of Horrors, it's like a scary movie, the bad guy chasing you down.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I got one bone to pick or two. I want to know why Jared Young is in the game in the 10th inning when Brett Beatty is sitting on the bench.
Well, Brett Beatty has a little bit of an injury right now, but he's available. He's got the groin discomfort.
He's got groin discomfort, but he could take it at bat better than Jared Young could take one right now. I mean, that was one of the worst baseball games I've seen played. And then, I mean, I also don't know why Francisco Alvarez is out here throwing temper tantrums in front of Braves fans when, you know, they do nothing but feed off of this stuff. You know, he's in his helmet, throwing his bat, and it's affecting his defense, and it's just like every other Met Braves game I've gone to in the past 4 years. Every single one I go to, it's horrible.
I'm sorry, are you from down there, or did you make the trip from New York or New Jersey or, you know, up here down there?
So I moved here 4 years ago, and it's every single Met game I've gone to, it's awful. It's horrible to watch, man.
Yeah, I are you going tomorrow? Are you going to the one after that? Maybe you sit those
going
out.
Thursday. I'm going Thursday. So, but if they win tomorrow, I'm not going Thursday.
Right, because then it'll set up the rubber match.
If they win tomorrow, I'm selling them. So.
Understood. Thanks for the call, Pat. 888-808-1019. House of Horrors lives on. The Mets find a way to lose that game. And, Brett Beatty stays on the bench. Jared Young continues. I laughed earlier. I was like, Jared Young, good to see you. Jared Young goes 0-for-4. Jared Young has 3 strikeouts as the DH. He's batting 148. Not great. Who else, though? Lindor was 0-for-4 with 2 Ks. Nimmo was 0-for-4 with a strikeout. Can't say anything about Soto and Alonso. They both had 2 hits, and Soto drove in a run with the homer. Now, you can say a few things about Soto's base running. Yeah, he ran into 2 outs on the base paths. Not great, but that's part of his MO. Yankee fans try to tell Mets fans about that. They don't want to hear that, though. Alvarez switching the pitch on Reed, and then late in the game when an opportunity pops up. Mauricio, another one, 0-for-4, 2 Ks. So it was Tyrone Taylor's night to be the big shot of the night, but they squandered it. And now the Braves have a little bit of life and feel like, okay, with Chris Sale on the mound, we can take this series. We're not completely out of it. Maybe this is where it starts for the Braves to, come back. I doubt it, though. Like I said earlier, joking around, like the only thing they have to look forward to is hosting the All-Star game. I think this is just one of those nights. I think Juan Soto, the type of player he is, which I've seen, he's going to come back. He'll be even more dialed in, locked in tomorrow. After feeling like, you know, he had a couple mistakes in a game where he homered. Lindor as well, going 0-for-4. I think Lindor will be ready to rock. So, taking your calls on the Mets, on the Yankees as well. And, you know, with the Yankee game, I said you tip your cap to Kyle Hendricks, but, you know, there's no tip in your cap when you're in a slump like this. Like, it sucks. You get Stanton back, cool. There was a clip earlier today from Eric Bolin. Luke Weaver threw in his first simulated game of his rehab process this afternoon. He faced Oswald Peraza. He said afterward that it was the biggest step of his rehab. So Weaver is on the way back. Heal is on the way back. You saw Scott Efros tonight. JT Brubaker is with the team. So, like, things are subject to change. Things are shifting for the Yankees. But the biggest shift right now is they need to get back in the win column. They need to get back in the run column. Young Alex out in Lakewood, my guy. What's up? You're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? First question, who did you vote for in the King of New York thingy?
I didn't vote for anybody in the King of New York thing.
Well, apparently they said they're on Evan and Tiki. They said they're asking, well, everybody who works at WFAN.
No one asked me. I didn't cast a vote. Oh. And I don't really care for it. It's between two guys. And I did this conversation last year. I said there can be more than one king. There are millions of people here, and there are multiple kingdoms. The three kings of New York are Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge, Francisco Lindor, in no particular order. I haven't been asked to cast a vote. I know we got to come up with these games and things that we do all the time, over and over and over again, that pit fan bases against fan bases and hosts and producers against each other. I don't really care for it, bro. Okay. I gave respect to Brunson last year because I saw him at Fanatics Fest. I hope to see him again at Fanatics Fest. I gave him respect at Fanatics Fest because I'm like, yo, out of all of the celebrities in there, from Jeter to Tom Brady to some of these streamers to Travis Scott, nobody had more motion, more pandemonium than Jalen Brunson in there.
Yeah, and then I got a baseball point, a Yankees point, and two more points. So with the Yankees, what do you think about, I think it's crazy, but I think it will work, putting all the good guys in the back of the lineup like this, they get, why are you putting me in the back of the lineup, and hopefully it lights a fire under them, and you put all the worst guys in the front of the lineup like this, they're like, I'm in the front of the lineup, now I need a hit.
This is Major League Baseball, son. We can't play those kind of games.
And the one player I think would actually work with, because I think if you get him mad, he plays good, is Jazz. Because earlier in the year, when he was backing up Judge, every single time they walked him, he was hitting. So what do you think about getting him? Meaning he was mad, he was like offended.
Jazz is a little bit sore, maybe, from these little soft tissue injuries he has. Jazz isn't the guy I'm looking to spark this thing. You got to get Judge back,
okay,
right? You know,
and
the team goes as Judge goes. Judge is striking out way too much in this last week.
And then I got, in every sport besides for baseball, every like cap sport, look, you can't win, meaning you can't win based on stars. Look at the Phoenix Suns. Look at even the Oilers. Look at the Jets a couple years ago with Aaron Rodgers. You can't win. You can't just say you're bringing the stars. It's more of like bringing the right team together, and it's not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. It's not just about getting the big names. It's about building the right team and chemistry. The big names don't just win it. Definitely not in the NBA anymore. Look at the matchup we have in the finals. These are two teams that are well coached, and they play 10, 11 guys.
Could I get my Jets point, Nate?
Sure, why not?
So, with the Jets, last couple of times I told you Jermaine Johnson, I think, needs to go because we're not going to be up to pay all of them. I see three options that are able to get traded that could help. So, you got the tight end down in Miami, who I think you could trade for. A receiver
Jonnu
in
Smith?
Yeah. A receiver in Green Bay is going. I'm not sure if it's Wicks or Watson, but definitely one of them is going. And a receiver in Tampa is going because they drafted a receiver in the first round. They have Jalen McMillan, who I think is going to be the guy who's going. And they have two big guys. So I think
Mike Evans, teams, Chris Godwin, Jalen McMillan, Amika.
And they just drafted Emeka Abuka, yeah. So which one do you think... Do you think the Jets could do that? Because I think, if you
I would
got
try and get
Jonnu,
because I know Jonnu wants to get paid, and they're kind of trying to figure that out. I would try and get Jonnu Smith. He balled for me in fantasy last year.
Yeah, but listen, if you got a quarterback and you're trying to revitalize his career, all the situations where it happened, look at Tampa, look at Minnesota, all of them had good offenses. You can't do it with a rookie tight end and one receiver and nobody else.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Alex. 888-808-1019. Congratulations to Jermaine Johnson, who proposed to his girlfriend, Hannah Brooke. And he's on the comeback trail. I don't think they're going to trade him. There's some rumors about trading Breece Hall if the Jets don't win. But yeah, at tight end, I looked at the Jets, and now we're talking Jets, but I don't mind because we need football, man. Today, I'm like, we're getting too deep in the weeds on at-bats. On numbers, like, wait, here's Volpe's numbers against the first pitch. Come on, bro. Here's Volpe's batting average when it's like, come on, bro. Miss me with it. Let's talk about the Jets, though. Because I wanted them to take Tyler Warren this year. They did not. Last year, I wanted them to take Brock Bowers. They did not. Now, they do have Mason Taylor, but he's a rookie, and... I don't expect him to be tight end one. They got, who was it? Was it Stone Smart from the Chargers? I think he's going to get some reps. I think they also have Yeboah still there. But, Justin Fields needs a big target at tight end. And that's going to help the run game, too, somebody that can block. I'm very intrigued to see what the Jets' offense looks like. I think they're going to run the ball. And they've been quiet as kept, and I'm already ready for football. When the baseball team starts slumping and losing and these games are whack as hell to watch and they're mad boring, I'm like, we got to get to football. And they're in camp right now and they're gearing up. I'm like, we need it. We need it. Back to the baseball, though. Talking about Judge, I was saying Judge is averaging 2 strikeouts a game. I just went to MLB.com. In his last 7 games, Judge has 3 hits, 2 homers, 2 RBI, 15 strikeouts. His average is 125. He was batting 400. For weeks, he was flirting with like 390. Ah, boy, 125. He's in a bad one. And the team goes as he goes. So I'm not putting DJ LeMahieu as the leadoff hitter. Austin Wells batting third. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep the best guys up there, but the team goes as Judge goes. If you need one guy to break out of it, it's Aaron Judge. You need one guy to hit, it's Aaron Judge. If they're facing him, which they did tonight. Two nights ago, they took him out of the game. But there are so many other guys on this team that are capable hitters. And Stanton is back. Like, this should be a feared lineup right now. Dominguez led off. Bellinger, like, the whole thing was, look at these MVPs. We got four former MVPs in the lineup. Paul Goldschmidt batting six. Stanton batting cleanup. Bellinger hitting third. Judge hitting second. Like, all of these guys have MVP trophies. Well, did not help them tonight. Avery's in Manhattan on the Fan next. Avery, what's up, kid? How you feeling?
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
It has gone much better in my times of hosting shows after the Yankees games, after the Mets games in general.
Well, I'll get to that in a moment, but you ready for Fanatics Fest? I'll see you Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it's lit, bro. And I don't need to promote Fanatics Fest because there's a ton of ads and there's a ton of people going, but I started leaning into it last night. Like, if you're like a lot of us listening and you're into sports and social media and you watch this stuff on TV and not just one team or not just one league, it is a dream. It's like you land in a wild dream where there are rappers and streamers and athletes from the past and the present. And this year is going to be even better because they're going to have NFL players there. Last year they were in camp. This year's going to be even better because the Yankees will be there. Last year, the Yankees were in Detroit. So, man, I'm super excited about it. I feel extremely blessed that I get to host again and that, like, I'm credentialed and I'm in there. I'm definitely in there Friday before I go to the Yankee game. I'm definitely in there probably all day Saturday before I host my show. And then maybe even for a little while Sunday afternoon as they wrap that thing up.
Awesome. I'm excited for that. As far as the Yankees go, you know, Katie Sharp, you shout her out a lot. She put out a stat that said there's only one team that's ever been shut out three consecutive times in a single season and won the World Series, and it was the Philadelphia A's, which now what? The Sacramento A's of Las Vegas?
Philadelphia A's, I got to find that.
I know those are not indications, but if you want precedent, I saw that just before I got on the phone with you. And
1913, the Philadelphia A's. Not applicable. N.A., that doesn't even count.
No, but of course, you have to not count it. But I had to say it because it was really funny. But in any case, you know, you said laugh it off.
Yeah, great. It brings some levity. It makes it, you know, it's a joke. The Yankees are a joke right now.
I mean, in any case, though, there's nothing to say. I want to say, okay, you know, they're trying too hard for home runs. Are they? That's not what it is. Oh, they're trying too hard to hit the ball. Maybe they are. That's probably what they're doing. I can't diagnose it, Keith. I can't diagnose it. It's just a bad slump, and I need to get out of it. This team is too good. The lineup is too deep. I get that when Judge goes, the rest of them go, but the fact of the matter is that there are three other former MVPs in this lineup who themselves can produce without being relying on the captain of the Yankees, even if they were MVPs a long time ago. They just got Stanton back. They got guys who want to hit. I hope. They got to keep pushing, grind through, and figure it out, because they cannot lose the division lead to the Tampa Bay Rays and be battling with the Tampa Bay Rays for the division lead when all is said and done. That being said, I don't fear the Tampa Bay Rays at all. And if you go to play the Tampa Bay Rays, you're playing at Yankee Stadium twice. So
it's stupid. It's stupid for us to even be thinking about the Tampa Bay Rays this season playing in our spring training ballpark and having to worry about potentially them catching us or losing the division to these guys.
I'm just glad this is happening in June. I'm not trying to over exaggerate it. I don't feel like it's worth it. I don't feel like it deserves it. But, you know, three straight games being shut out, including one game that went to extras, and you had runners at second base four times, no outs, and you went 1-for-18 with runners in scoring position. And now, at this point, it was last night, you can't even put anybody on base to get them to score, and, you know, it progressively gets worse. We are very fortunate that the pitching is pitching well right now. The concern? When the offense starts going again, what will the pitching do? But we can't go that far yet, Keith. We just got to ride it out.
Yep, day by day, game by game. We don't know what tonight will hold.
That's the beauty of it all, though, right?
Yep.
And we're lucky that it's only June.
It's a long season. It sucks right now, but they'll come out of it. And before you know it, it's like they get right tomorrow, then they've got a day game Thursday, then they've got a whole other series this weekend, and you put it past you, and you say, all right, man, that was tough, but, like, you know, it happened, and hopefully it never happens again this season, and they learn from it, and they come out of it.
I think adversity is so important, especially if you want to be a contender for a championship. If you can undergo this kind of adversity early,
better it happens now than never or October. Like, they've got to eat their humble pie and take their L's in June so that they realize, like, you guys aren't going to just steamroll the entire American League. Everybody's not bowing down to Aaron Judge. You got to go out there and get it done. Baseball is that kind of sport. And these are pros. They know that. They know that it's going to come. They know that there are ebbs and flows of the season, and right now they're on the down part.
And there's a lot of veterans in that locker room who, and in that lineup, of course, who know that. And I, you know, Goldschmidt came, if you look at Goldschmidt, for example, he came from a St. Louis team that was really struggling. And look at how he bounced back in the second half of last season. Now, of course, that St. Louis team is doing really well without him. But in any case, he knows what it's like to turn something around. He's one example. Bellinger, of course. Cubs last year, they weren't good. Okay, you can say the same thing about the Cubs. But in any case, lots of veterans. They know what to do. I trust in them. Wait it out. It'll happen. All right, thanks, Keith.
You got it, man. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Avery is a guy I see at the stadium a lot. And, you know, diehard Yankee fan, also a Rangers fan, Knicks fan. And you just got to know, like, it sucks to watch these games right now. It is not fun, but it's not forever. This is a first-place team. This is a good team. This is a high-payroll team. This is a team with decorated players. And you know what would be, you know, super whack on top of the hitting not being there? If the pitching was giving it up. If they were losing these games 10-0, if the pitching wasn't so solid, you'd feel, you know, even worse about the situation. Anyway, let's change the subject. My guy Tony in Montreal's got something to say after that Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, how you doing, Keith? Interesting how people remember Reinhardt in Buffalo, you know, and he's a special dude, you know, like his dad was involved with him and getting him to move out of Buffalo and, you know, ends up on a pretty decent team. But, you know, he scored 4 goals. If you watch the game, he had 2 empty net goals because the Oilers pulled the goalie with 5 minutes left. Obviously, they want to try to tie the game and do anything to tie. But what a game. I mean, you see really great defensive team, how much a defensive team and a smart system can beat no matter what the offense is. The only team that I ever saw that could beat that type of defense was the Flying Frenchmen of the 1970s, the team that won 4 Stanley Cups in a row. And that Flying Frenchman team had Guy Lafleur, who had a little bit of a time in New York. But what a team, Keith. They had scorers. They had fighters. They had the best goalie in the league, Ken Dryden. But when I was watching that hockey series, I got to tell you, as an old-time guy watching hockey, that was spectacular, entertaining hockey. But the Panthers deserved it because they have a better structured team. And they have some phenomenal stars. But you know, I want to just mention one thing. The GM of the Panthers pulled the most blockbuster deal at the end of the season by bringing Marchand from Boston. And, you know, he scored some unbelievable goals. But we were talking about in the past about the Knicks and the brain trust, right? What are they doing? This is a guy, I think his name is Zito, the GM down in Panthertown. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to get those dirty shirt hockey players that you need to grind other teams' superstars into the ground. And, you know, you need that kind of thing. And I appreciate also what you said about Brunson. He is a king in New York. I like that guy, even though, like I said, I'm not an expert like you guys on basketball. But Brunson could be a hockey player as far as I'm concerned. He's tough like a hockey player.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Yeah, another year. No Stanley Cup for Canada, another year where the Panthers go back-to-back, another year in a row that the Panthers are in the Cup. It doesn't seem like they're slowing down. I was talking to Paulie about the Panthers and the Lightning, how crazy it is that, you know, the success they've had in Florida, a cold weather sport, an indoor sport. And yeah, that's wraps as seasons change and as we, you know, roll through the Stanley Cup and next the NBA Finals and another year that the Knicks don't get it done. But yeah, Jalen Brunson, definitely king of New York. Not just for like his performance, like, I get it. I don't know. I guess you could discredit him, and I have before, to say like there are no second round kings. He got out of the second round this year, got to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. Did he come up small in the last game in some of those games? Sure, but like to say you're a king, especially in a city where we don't win anything anymore, it's about how people receive you. Like, these Knicks fans love this guy. Same thing with Judge. Even though Judge is struggling right now, Judge is a king. Lindor, king. I get the whole, like, you know, voting for King of New York stuff, but it doesn't matter. The next real king will be whoever is a champion, whoever is crowned champion. I don't know when we're going to get one. Maybe the Mets figure it out this year. Maybe the Yankees figure it out this year. If they don't, you know, I don't think the football teams are going to give us a champion, and then who would it even be? Who would be the king of New York from the Jets? Justin Fields? But let's be for real. They're not winning anything. And the Giants aren't winning anything either. Russell Wilson? Malik Nabers? Garrett Wilson? I don't know. I just, there ain't no kings. If we got to name one, then we can't have one. If we can name two, three, four, then yeah. But I understand what it is. It's part of shtick. It's part of radio conversation. It helps pass the time. It's good for debate. It's good for fans to argue over. I don't really care for it. I think there are multiple kings and kingdoms. And not everybody is in the same kingdom. You might be a Knicks fan and a Mets fan. You might be a Knicks fan and a Yankee fan. You might be just a Yankee fan. You might care more about Aaron Judge than you care about Jalen Brunson as a fan of both. You might not be a fan of, like, you might not rock with basketball. So you like Judge, and I don't know. My vote goes for those three, because I already did that last year. Three kings: Judge, Lindor, Brunson in their kingdoms. I don't see any kings anywhere else. If you want to throw Igor in with the Rangers, I'm not. Other than that, there's nobody in the NFL. And that's all I've got for now. We got a break. 888-808-1019. It's 12:30. I'm running out of time. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Mets and the Mets game and set up for this next Mets game. We'll talk more about the Yankees and the Yankee game and set up for this Yankee game. And I'll sprinkle some other things in. I'll probably hit you with a tell me something cool once we get into the 1 o'clock hour. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Another KM to AM dial. 888-808-1019. We'll be back right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Okay. As we proceed to give you what you need, we need wins. We need to win games. We need to feel better again about the Mets and the Yankees. We need to flush these losses and move on. That's a crushing defeat because of who it is for the Mets, right? For the Mets to go back to Atlanta and feel good about the Juan Soto Mets, and Soto's not wasting any time, and a guy like Tyrone Taylor coming through, and Peterson doing enough, and then it just unravels with the bullpen. It unravels guys like Ozuna, and, you know, a ridiculous catch by Acuna Jr., who the Braves did not have for, you know, a stretch. And yeah, it's just tough to lose that game late like that in extras. And then you got to face Chris Sale. Tyler McGill is on the IL with a 15-day IL with a right elbow sprain. So happy trails to him. I don't think anybody is too worried about that. But now Paul Blackburn, what Paul Blackburn are you going to get? Like I said earlier, Paul Blackburn, when he faced the Dodgers lineup coming off of the Dodgers losing to the Yankees, I thought, you know, they were going to jump all over Paul Blackburn. They did not. He's talked about, you know, the difference between being a starter and coming out of the pen. Let's see how he does against Chris Sale. You don't want to drop back-to-back series. You don't want to lose to the Braves. You know, you want to keep this lead. They've got a two-game lead in first place. And you want that to hold. Let's see. The Phillies lost. Something going on with Nick Castellanos. I didn't hear the comments that he made, but I did see stuff. I don't really be checking for the Phillies like that, and I don't really care what he said. He said something to Rob Thompson, and he got suspended for the game. He made an inappropriate comment to Rob Thompson last night when he was pulled from the game. He crossed the line. What did he say? Probably can't say it on air. I gotta dig for that and see what he said. But let's go back to the phones, talking about the Mets right now, and whatever else you guys want to talk about as we pass the time and just wait for first pitch. That is all we can do. Pass the time, get through the night, get to the next day, stop overanalyzing everything, stop overthinking everything. These are two good baseball teams, high payrolls, a lot of talent, first place teams that baseball is just hitting right now. And they got to hit better, they got to pitch better, and they got to get back in the win column, and they will, but sometimes some humble pie is needed. Let's go to Ross in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
What's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Top of the third. You talk about Soto and Peter, the guys you can't knock. Those are probably, well, Alvarez, I'll get to in a second. The fact that he's in the MLB is a joke. I won't take it to the extent Mad Max did, but the fact he's in the league is a joke. Soto and Alonso, and I see two of the premier, the big three in this lineup, not the mid three, the big three in this lineup, are out on the beer, the base pass. I knew right then and there. And I'm not one of these people. I always go revisionist history. Oh, I knew this, so I called that. I'll eat crow if I had to.
Well, these are the types of days where I wish I could just fast forward to being 21 and just and download that FanDuel app and say, put in the live Braves money line, bro, because that was free money for the taking. It should be illegal if that was even close to plus odds. Because you know what, bro? Stupid teams lose in stupid ways. This Met team might be good, but this franchise will always be stupid. I remember when JD Martinez first got here, and I was calling you for years before we ever even got him, and I was advocating for getting the Red Sox JD Martinez, not the post Dodger JD Martinez. And right out of the gates, how awful he was, and he wound up being all right. But it don't matter whose name you have on the back of the jersey, it'll always be the same name on the front. And even in a night where Soto went deep on the third pitch he saw, the first at bat of the next 15 years of him against the Atlanta Braves in a Met uniform, we still have to give him crap or something. But boy, oh boy, bro, that guy behind the plate. And I'm just so sick. I'm on Twitter, right? I have these conversations, you know, I'm having debates. I'm talking about, you know, James Wood ceiling, Jackson Merrill ceiling, Jackson Churio ceiling, Pete Crow Armstrong ceiling. And I'm not even pissed about the fact that he was once in our prospect system because Keith, I can't go woe is me with these prospects when we give them up and they wind up being great because for every one PSA, there's 20 Francisco Alvarez's, there's 20 Brett Beatty's, Ronnie Mauricio looking at strike three, call strike three every time there's multiple guys on base with two outs. Acuna, who's basically a bona fide pinch runner at this point. We can't have anything, bro. Nothing.
Well, we can relate on this side. The Yankee fans are looking at the Ben Rices and the Jason Dominguez's and Volpe's that are, you know, still like young players, 26, 24, 22 years old. They're going to struggle. They're going to do things that make you scratch your head, but these teams elect to go with them because they want them to develop. They want to see what they have in them young.
Not one of them. Bro, the baby Mets are making the baby Bombers look like you know, the great race in 98. It's a freaking joke. Not one of them. Vientos shattered the postseason RBI record, and now, you know, sophomore slump this and that. He's borderline unplayable at the plate. And in the field, forget it. Me, you, and everybody else listening could feel better than him. Bro, Alvarez, I am so fed up with Alvarez. Every time I called in, listening on spaces, every other time we talk about Alvarez, he's dealing with an injury, this, and that. Bro, he will win. The only thing he'll ever win in the league is that he's got a chance to win a blue ribbon at the county fair. That's it. He's a freaking joke. He's lazy. I can't stand him.
He's
bro.
A future. And he's your number one prospect. You got to give him time.
Oh my god, bro! Luis Torrens, we got him for cash, and he's 10 times the player. Bro, I wish Wilson Ramos just retired.
He'll be in the lineup tomorrow. Maybe Brett Beatty will be able to go.
Before. Oh my god, man! I'm just you know what? And the one thing with him was that he could field. You say, you know what? He'd swing at something 20 feet out of the zone. High, low, it don't matter. If it's 20 feet out of the zone, he's swinging at it no matter what. But at least he could field. And then whatever he did tonight had to be the final straw for everybody, bro. I'm seeing people on Twitter, Sleeper Mets is the new Ben Yoel. That's the designated show of this season. I had to see the tweet, quote, I hate to do it, but I got to get on Alvarez. What the bleep was that? I hate to do it. It's been three, what is it? This is year three now? Or I think he played like the last month of 22. 3 years, bro, and we're talking about a former number one prospect. The only reason he's not the worst top prospect in the last 10 years is because someone's going to spend 10 years in a Dominican prison. Other than that, he's been the worst top prospect in this league, you know, bona fide, not even top in our system, the entire league, and he's not even playable in year three. It's a freaking joke, man. You got to see, like, catchers like the Logan O'Hoppies of the world, local kid, by the way. He should be, you know, speaking of the Angels, Yankees, I don't know if he played tonight. I didn't watch, but he's a young stud. Rushman's been great. And we get this from this effing scrub. Excuse me. Unbelievable, bro. I just can't take it. I mean, the fact we got to pick and choose. Beatty hits a homer, and all of a sudden I got to see the tweets. Oh, but I thought Brett Beatty sucked. If the guy puts a ball in play and you got to tweet out, oh, but I blank, 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 then that probably tells you more than you need to know. And it's with every single damn prospect in the system, bro. And I don't say, I mean, thank God Peterson wound up being something. That's on the pitcher side of things. And now that's a whole other separate thing. The David Stearns lab all of a sudden is just somebody we used to know because Canning stinks now. And McGill's the same old story every
Montas
year.
Montas is coming back. Frankie Montas will be.
Oh, I can't wait.
He'll probably be a shining example of what this lab can do for a guy. He needs the help.
Bro. hey, I saw that. I feel like I want to dance like the Queen's crew, man. They play HOTTOGO and Pink Pony Club. bro. You can't make it on there. Thanks for the time, bro.
Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. I don't know what to tell you. Besides, just like, don't sink so deep into your thoughts about what's going wrong and what the team can't do and what these guys are. It's just a bad stretch. It's just a bad stretch. Speaking of Frankie Montas, he is due back. His outings haven't looked great. I did see earlier Mark Vientos went 0-for-4 as the DH in his rehab assignment with the Syracuse Mets. And, you gotta go to sleep tonight and wake up and hope that Paul Blackburn shoves against Chris Sale. Because Chris Sale is still like that at times where he could give you nothing and, he could be lights out. And if Blackburn gets rocked, then you lose the series to the Braves. And then it is time for a little bit of panic, right? You know, coming into this week, I think there was conversations on the fan about which sweep is more concerning. And I said the Yankees is more concerning because it's coming at the hands of your rivals, not being able to score, playing them back-to-back weekends and getting owned and, you know, igniting them. Getting swept by Tampa, it is what it is. Losing this series to the Braves and giving them any type of hope for the rest of the season. Losing this first game like that to the Braves and then, depending on what happens here in this Chris Sale start, like the Mets could give the Braves life and you don't want to play with that. You don't want to mess with that. 888-808-1019. The Yankees, I think tonight's the night. Tonight's the night. Yarby, lock in. The Angels do not pose any kind of real threat offensively either. Like tonight or last night, they were able to just hit some singles early against Warren. Load the bases, and I don't know. That inning was just like, I think I talked about it. It was Neto, it was Shanuel, it was Trout. They hit singles, bases loaded. Jazz swipes at one, it goes past his glove. Next thing you know, it's 3-0. But in that inning, Will Warren got all three outs via the strikeout. Will Warren struck out 11. So the only thing that ain't working for the Yankees is the at-bats. Judge striking out a ton. The rest of these guys following behind Judge. But the pitching is there. So if the pitching shows up tomorrow and they decide to actually have some good at-bats and work the count, maybe string some hits together, do something different, then they should be able to break out. And now the Yankees have to salvage a split. They can't win the series. They have to win this game tonight and then win the getaway day game Thursday at 1 and then go into this Orioles series ready to take the series from the Orioles. They lost that series to the Orioles in Camden, in Camden Yards, rather, in Baltimore. They can't lose a series to the Angels and then lose a series to the Baltimore Orioles during this homestand. Or then all hell breaks loose and all the Yankee haters are out. And then the Yankee fans that hate the team, like, they're calling for Boone. They're calling for trades. They're calling for Cashman. They're, you know, it gets too crazy. Let's go down to North Carolina and talk to Sean on the Fan in New York. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, bud?
Good. Hanging in there. How are you?
Hey, it's been a while. So I was going to call in about Cam Scataboo, but I want to talk to you about something personal, if you don't mind. My son was a recruit out of North Carolina here a few years ago. He was recruited by NC State, and he ended up going to VMI up there, Virginia Military Institute at Virginia. He was recruited by James Madison, and he was a small shortstop, 5'10", 155 pounds. And so while we're on the recruiting process at VMI, Casey Dykes was the lead recruiter there. He's now with the Yankees as a hitting coach, one of the hitting, he's under the program up there. He was the lead recruiter. So we go up there and he's recruiting my son. Now he's 5'10", 155 pounds. And he's talking about launch angle. And he's talking about how we like to lift everything. And I said, my son's 5'10", 155 pounds. He's a speedster, line drive hitter. He's not going to hit the ball out of the park. But he says, well, we just keep doing it until we hit one out. And that was their philosophy. So then he gets hired by the Yankees. I told him, no, we're not interested. I said, no, we're not doing that. So he ends up getting hired by the Yankees. he knew somebody that he used to play college ball with. I forget the guy's name, but the guy's name is Casey Dykes. And this is the problem with the Yankees. Everybody's trying to hit a home run. Okay? And I know this for a fact. He's on the staff. And he used to work under this coach that became the head of hitting coach. He played Division One ball with him. I forget where it was. It was somewhere in Virginia. But this is the problem. And we played against Anthony Volpe in tournaments down here. And Anthony Volpe, we played against him in Cary, was a line drive hitter. Okay? Now you can see Anthony Volpe's trying to hit home runs every time up.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody sits around and waiting for Aaron Judge to hit a home run. And all these other guys trying to hit home runs. Anthony Volpe was a line drive gap-to-gap hitter. I saw him play down here in North Carolina. He was great. And they totally changed everything he does. Okay? We played against him.
Yeah, I mean...
Volpe. And it's incredible because everybody tries to be lifting the ball. And the guy's name is Kate David, and this is their philosophy, and it's a problem. Derek Jeter never tried to hit home runs. He was gap to gap.
Right. If you hit it hard and you just hit it on the screws and it goes, but...
That was it. Okay? So I see that everybody's trying to hit a home run, man. And this is a philosophy that they have. And I'm not saying Casey Dex brought it in. He's an underling there. He's not the big shot there. He was a 23-year-old recruiter at the time. And he knew somebody, and he got on the staff of the Yankees, Casey Dykes. And this is their philosophy, though. That's why they brought him in. Everything, when we went to the college recruiting visit that day, they rolled out the red carpet. And he's like, no, we're going to get – I said, listen, my son's a 5'10", 155-pound shortstop. He's not hitting home runs, dude. We're not doing loft angle. And he was like, no, we're all about loft angle. That's what we do. And this is a philosophy that has got to go away for teams to be successful on my part, in my opinion. Everybody's sitting around waiting for everybody to hit the home run, bro. And this is why we're losing the playoffs every year, okay? It's just my opinion.
I understand. I hear you. I feel like with Volpe, we don't know what we're going to get too much. He's very streaky. I know people have been talking about how he's got these doubles. He does have some pop, but, like, yeah, we just need him to, you know, put the ball into play.
We played against him. He was in high school, we played against him.
Yeah.
He was a straight line drive hitter, man. They've totally changed his swing, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we've seen it. They've shown it on Yesmo, the kind of, you know, uppercut trying to get under it.
No, I don't even want.
He's using the torpedo bat because the ball hits a certain part of his bat, and it, you know, I don't know. I mean. It's all throughout baseball. Launch angle is something in the last, like, 5 years that we've heard a ton. And I think it makes some of these players more streaky than they need to be because they are taking an approach to get under the ball to hit it. And it's just like, you got to hit it.
They do. And they work on it in the batting cages. The machines are set up, and they want you to hit it at a certain launch angle. And this is the problem, man. Not everybody's set up to hit like that. Yeah, Aaron Judge is set up to hit like that. You know,
And when Judge takes his swing, Judge is 6'7", 270. Like, he's hit whatever he makes contact with, for the most part, gets out. It's different. Volpe is a smaller guy, smaller strike zone. I don't know. They got to get back to
in the beginning of the season, though. Keith, Judge was hitting balls up the center, man. So that's why he was hitting 400. He wasn't doing it. He was taking what was given to him when he was hitting it up the center, and he was going to right. He was going to left. He was going to center.
Yeah, now he's getting frozen and he's chasing.
Everybody's trying to hit the home run. He's chasing, man, because, you know, it's simple, man. And, you know, the team that does that is going to win. Anyway, off of baseball, please, if I can, what do you think of Scatterboo? What do you think of Tiki Barber's comments on Scatterboo? He says he's going to get worn out. What do you think?
Thanks for the call, Sean. We got to go to the break. I'll talk about Cam Scatterboo when we come back. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.